January 23rd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, with each abortion that takes place around the world, the abyss between heaven and earth widens. Morals become more decadent, governments more corrupt, and more souls are lost. Technology has been misused. The truth has been compromised and profaned. Now this once great nation has given abortion carte blanche. I have been waiting for free will to awaken as to the path it is taking. The majority of the people in this country do not agree with the moral decadence taking place, but these good people are not part of the ruling class. However, prayer and sacrifice are more powerful than any evil free will action. Therefore, I come to speak to the heart of your nation and beg their devoted efforts in changing the course of the future of your country and of the world through prayer and sacrifice. The soul of this nation must repent for the sins of the compromised hearts of the leaders who take this country down the path of perdition. Do not allow Satan to discourage your noble but hidden efforts of national repentance. Do not be disheartened by the decadence of your government leaders. While all their efforts are open to public view, your courageous efforts of prayer and sacrifice are embraced by me and tip the scale in favor of my mercy. No technology can scramble your efforts of prayer and sacrifice. A note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 1 through 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey. And he cried, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published through Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let every one turn from his evil way, and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may yet repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.